Well, I think we've got a way yet to go, and how long it takes us that last mile of getting to zero is really down to us. Things are much better than they were in November and December, where the number of cases was frankly overwhelming. Connaught Hospital, where the King's team is based, we had patients just queuing outside the hospital trying to get a bed. That's different now. The beds are available, ambulances are available, and we can now actually track the individual trains of transmission, so we can follow how it's gone from one person to another and start to track those down. But it continues, and about a month ago, there was a worsening. There was a little outbreak in a fishing village in the centre of Freetown that led to a real surge in cases and was a real reminder that the country is sort of like dry tinder. It can light up again at any time.
Oh, really? So we could have another outbreak. We could have not just another outbreak, but we could see the epidemic returning in epidemic proportions.
I think we've now got the sort of resources in place that mean we would never see as many cases, the sort of huge number of cases we saw at the end of last year. We've now got large treatment centres fully open. We've got ambulances. We've got much more capacity. But in terms of that last mile of getting to zero, we're not there yet. So that focus on chasing down every individual case and on really making sure that the general public in Sierra Leone maintains their vigilance, doesn't start to relax, doesn't start to return to bad behaviours and, you know, going to funerals, but, you know, maintains this as a top priority, that's going to be critical in determining, is it 2 or 3 months before we get to zero, or does this linger on? And the number of cases in Guinea has gone up in the last couple of weeks. So that's a very serious reminder that we need to keep this very much at the front of our minds.
And of course, it's possible that you'll never achieve the state you want to achieve, because what you're talking about is changing a nation's culture, people's culture.
I think it has been a profound difference in behaviour has been necessary to get to this point.
Indeed.
People used to hug and shake hands. That's stopped now.
But won't they go back to the doing all of that? I mean, it would be bizarre if they didn't, in a way.
They
it's
will.
It's human nature to behave.
And I hope they do. I think it would be tragic if Sierra Leone and West Africa didn't go back to being able to have great street parties and be able to be, you know,
and go to funerals.
Exactly. I think some of the specific behaviours around how people deal with the bodies themselves, or how people, engage with traditional healers, you could see some permanent shifts. But I think when we get back to a stage where Ebola is eliminated, and I hope we get there in the next few months, we should be able to restore some of those normal functions. But we've got to be very much on our guard that, you know, if it still exists in animal populations, in monkeys and in bats in the area, we may start to see it get into the human population again. So some behaviour change needs to be permanent, but we also need to be able to respond very quickly if the first new case arrives in a remote village. We need to be able to detect it very early on. We need to be able to respond very rapidly. It's what we got wrong with this outbreak when it first started. It took us a very long time to get to a stage of really putting in resources, really appreciating the scale of the problem. If we do see one more case emerge, we've got to be able to move much more quickly next time.
But when you finally reach that happy state, one hopes you do get there fairly soon, where you can say, yeah, no more cases, will you then, people like you, MSF and all the rest of them, will you simply pull out and say, now, let's hope? Or will you leave something behind you that is able to be started up again if it needs to be?
I think that's a critical question. We, as Kings, we've been in Sierra Leone in the last 2 years. So we were there in the main hospital trying to strengthen the health system before Ebola came. And even now we're working to try and restore services and look to the next 10, 20 years where we plan to be very much at the heart of the health institutions, the medical school, helping to rebuild. In terms of the specific Ebola response, in the outbreak, we built temporary structures with tarpaulins.
Which will go, of course.
They will go, but we're building permanent ones. So we're working to build permanent screening huts at the front of the hospital, permanent units at the sides of the hospital, so that if in the rainy season we start to see new cases, there is, you know, a response. And the key thing is, to what extent can Sierra Leoneans lead this? And I think the Sierra Leone Army and parts of the Ministry of Health have been superb in their own response, and we've got to empower them to be able to lead the response next time.
And of course, in a sentence, the long-term hope, expectation maybe, is that there will be a vaccine that'll sort it out.
I think a vaccine can help. I think it will especially protect health workers. We're probably too early to know how much of an impact it will have. So I think a vaccine is good news, and alongside that, very strong traditional focus on strengthening health systems.